Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. No, that's all. That's all. I'm just trying to get all my my clocks in a row here. Not ducks, but clocks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 6 clocks. Now, here's the weird thing, just so you know. Whatever it has to do with the government shutdown, Germ. Right, I've got atomic clocks, which at least in theory are set with the giant atomic magic clock that we have somewhere. And, yeah, they've all got apparently like different times. So I'm doing my best. I swear to you. Stop yelling at me there. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be with us at 5:35. He's got a new movie out all about October the 7th. And how happy am I? How happy are you? Germ, if we've got time, at the end of today's program, that gentleman who texted us at 833-804-1140 on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, had a great suggestion, I think, playing the English language version of Hatikva again. So if we can put that together, that would be great. Greg in Midlothian says, Jeff, state employees have today off October the 13th as a holiday. Is it listed as anything? If you do have today off, do you have it off because it's Columbus Day? Do you have it off because it is Indigenous Peoples Day? Do you have it off just because it's a Monday and it's actually Thanksgiving in Canada? That's why the people in Canada would have today off. Right, they do Thanksgiving, what is it, the third Monday of October. Let me know. 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, it is Columbus Day, always and forever in USA history. And FYI, banks always close on federal holidays. Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying. With the exception of some government workers and bank employees, I don't know anybody else who has the day off. I don't think anybody gets overtime for it. You want to hear the story of the meeting? I will share it with you. I'll do it in a little bit. No, this is an anniversary for me and for Heidi. This is our when we met anniversary. So I should give you the details because it's a good laugh. It's a good story. But in the meantime, let us take a look at some of the nonsense that happened this past weekend. Good God. It is so sad in some ways, to watch some members of the legacy news media be clown themselves. And George Snuffleupagus is right there at the top of the flipping list. He's got some show. What is that? I didn't even know what it's called. The George Snuffleupagus Show on Sundays. J.D. Vance, the Vice President of the United States, went on Snuffleupagus' show. And again, you may or may not like J.D. Vance, but this is a guy that does not tolerate nonsense. Take a listen to cut number three.
So you don't, what was caught on the tape, you're saying right now you don't know whether or not he kept that money.
I don't know what tape you're referring to, George. I saw media reports that Tom Homan accepted a bribe. There's no evidence of that. And here's, George, why fewer and fewer people watch your program and why you're losing credibility. Because you're talking for now 5 minutes with the Vice President of the United States about this story regarding Tom Homan, a story that I've read about, but I don't even know the video that you're talking about. Meanwhile, low-income women can't get food because the Democrats and Chuck Schumer have shut down the government. Right now, we're trying to figure out how to pay our troops because Chuck Schumer has shut down the government. You're focused on a bogus story. You're insinuating criminal wrongdoing against a guy who has done nothing wrong instead of focusing on the fact that our country is struggling because our government's shut down. Let's talk about the real issues, George. I think the American people would benefit much more from that than from you going down some weird left-wing rabbit hole where the facts clearly show that Tom Homan didn't engage in any criminal wrongdoing.
It's not a weird left-wing rabbit hole. I didn't insinuate anything. I asked you whether Tom Homan accepted $50,000, as was heard on an audio tape recorded by the FBI in September 2024, and you did not answer the question. Thank you for your time this morning.
No, Lieutenant George, I said that I don't.
Up next, we'll be right back.
Wow. So some tiny little troll dumps the Vice President of the United States. Wow. Listen, gang. I don't know how you would have handled it, but I can tell you, as someone who's been doing this for a long time, it's not the way I would have handled it. Not by a long shot. Do you essentially hang up on the Vice President of the United States? I certainly wouldn't. You know what's weird? Especially if I did not like what the Vice President was saying, I would not hang up on him. Especially if the Vice President and I were having a disagreement about something, I would keep him as long as humanly possible to chat with him, to discuss things. And again, I disagree with him. You know I'm going to step back to him and go, oh, wait a minute here, Mr. Vice President. Instead, Snuffleupagus basically hangs up on the Vice President of the United States. That's just not the way that you're supposed to do this. What do you think? I know nobody watched the show because nobody watches the show. But you just heard what happened. I'm not leaving anything out, by the way. There's no special context or subtext or anything else that you need to know to make heads or tails out of that. Snuffleupagus did not like what Vice President Vance was saying, period, end of story. And instead of having a conversation with the Vice President of the United States, what does he do? He simply ditches him. Tremendous disrespect for the Vice President, but also tremendous disrespect for those of us who voted for the Vice President. Tremendous disrespect for every single American who is served by the Vice President. That's inexcusable. Absolutely inexcusable. But there it is. There it is. So you tell me. Again, we've got Dinesh D'Souza joining us at 5:35. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera is going to be here. Rich, of course, the host of Richmond's Morning News. 5:13, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be with us at 5:35. He's got a new film out all about October the 7th. And today, it's amazing, those hostages are home. The 20 remaining living hostages are home. Thank God for President Trump. Thank God Joe Biden is no longer in the White House. Thank God that Kamala Harris is not in the White House. All that they did was to empower and embolden Iran and, by extension, Iran's proxies. Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. So again, I just have to say thank you to President Trump for being in the right place at the right time. Only Donald Trump could get this deal done. Now, we'll see how it plays out. I am not a I'm not a naive person here. Believe me when I tell you, I know that Hamas is comprised of moral reprobates who are compulsive pathological liars bent on slaughtering every last Jew and Christian in the world. So these are not good people. They never have been. But perhaps the good people who are in Gaza will be strong enough to stand up and combat Hamas in some way. Maybe President Trump gives them that power, if you will. You know, I know we've got a little more here. Let me just double check on time. Germ, do we have time enough here just to squeeze in cut number one, please?
Letitia James, yeah, and James Comey as well. NBC News again has confirmed that post that President Trump put on Truth Social was actually meant to be a private message to Pam Bondi. Do you think it's appropriate for the president to direct his attorney general to indict whoever he says?
Well, I think it's appropriate for Comey to answer for his conduct. 5 years ago at a hearing we had in 2020, when I asked him, why didn't you tell the court about exculpatory information where the CIA gave a memo to Strzok and Comey saying there was intel that Hillary Clinton's campaign was creating the false narrative that Russia and Trump were working together? The man who created the Steele dossier recanted it in February, and Comey kept using the document to get warrants. So, I think the grand jury is doing the right thing. And Trump got indicted 91 times 3 days after he announced the president in February 15th, 2023.
But, Senator, I'm asking.
Got 91 indictments in foreign jurisdictions.
There you go. All right, Dinesh D'Souza on deck. He'll be here at 5:30. I want to remind you, tomorrow morning, please check out Richmond's Morning News, all right? Rich Herrera is the host there, always good stuff. And it should be an exciting time. I want to hear some of the reaction, obviously, to the release of the hostages. You're always welcome to hit us up at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 526, Jeff Katz.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.